Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your dial, and WMFO.org online. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, playing you a lot of music that has been undeservedly under the radar. Good music that people don't tend to know about. It's not all I'll play, but that's a lot of what I'll play, and I'll play a lot of local bands also, and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I'm going to start out with the local set, and first with Boston Tsunami of Sound, the song Santa Ana, which was on their 2016 album Permanent Wave. And Tsunami of Sound will be playing Saturday night at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, Mass. So here is Tsunami of Sound.
Thank you.
All right, that was a lot of local music, some great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. And first we heard, let's see now. First we heard Tsunami of Sound with Santa Ana from their album Permanent Wave. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, Mass. After that was the Silver Mirrors, a psychedelic garage band from Boston with Can You Feel Me from the 2016 EP Sunshine Space. The band formed in late 2014 when guitar and vocalist Joe G and Joe Q made the switch from playing folk rock and created a psychedelic rock band, which I guess they always wanted to do. They became a four-man group, have been playing throughout New England, New York, as well as at festivals like South by Southwest, and they've been releasing recordings since early 2015, I believe. I'm surprised I never knew this band before. Local band. I love the songs on the CP and love to hear more. Then you heard a previously unreleased recording with Lemmy Kilmister on vocals. It's the Elvis song Trying to Get to You from Reckless, Wild, and Crazy by Danny and Annie. This is guitarist Danny B. Harvey, who's in the rockabilly group Headcat with Lemmy and Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. I believe Headcat's still going on in there. Get another singer to replace Lemmy. Then Annie Marie Lewis on this disc is the niece of Jerry Lee Lewis, daughter of Linda Gale Lewis, and cousin of Mickey Gilley. Some pedigree there, huh? And on this song, Lemmy joined them on vocals. So great to hear Lemmy's voice. He's not around anymore, but at least we've still got the recordings of him, and new stuff pops up every so often. Then you heard local band Eddie Japan with When Things Fall Apart from their new album Golden Age. The eight-piece band won the Rock and Roll Rumble in 2013. And the set ended with Carissa Johnson with Fuel Heart from her 2016 album Only Roses, the band's second album. Johnson, singer-songwriter and bass player, fronts this trio, and they won the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble this year, 2017. Okay, now I have a song that I always play at this time of year. Long before I had a radio show, I would get this record out to play at this time. It's The Doors with Summer's Almost Gone from the 1968 album Waiting for the Sun. It saddens me to listen to this song because I love summer and the warm weather and get really bummed when it's ending. So here are The Doors.
Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Almost gone. Yeah, it's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer's gone? See you.
Yes, I'm a steamroller now, babe. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. Well, I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn of burning funk. Yes, I'm a cement mixer for you, babe, a churning urn of burning funk. Well, I'm a demolition derby, yeah, a hefty hunk of steaming junk. Just guaranteed to blow your mind. Yeah, I'm a napalm bomb for you, baby. Whoa, guaranteed, just don't guarantee to blow your mind, yeah. Nothing left behind. It seems how lately, babe, got a bad case of steamroller blues.
let's see what we had there. We started with The Doors with Summer's Almost Gone from their Waiting for the Sun album. It's bumming me out so much that summer is almost gone. I just love summer. It's warm weather in general. Not wicked hot, but warm. And after that, speaking of the season, there's been a lot of construction happening everywhere, at least in the greater Boston area in Massachusetts, and it's particularly construction involving roads going on in front of my house. It was even in front of this radio station for a while, not to mention seemingly every other road in between, sometimes causing late arrivals. So I had a few songs to acknowledge that. First was an artist I rarely play, James Taylor with Steamroller from his second album, 1970 Sweet Baby James. Yes, I actually have this album and liked it when I was in high school. And even though that was before I got into the blues or knew anything about it, I always liked that particular song. Apparently, Taylor wrote it as a parody of white blues after hearing too many pretentious white blues artists when he was living in the village. Then you heard guitarist Gary Hoey with Steamroller from his 2016 album, Dust and Bones. Hoey's a Mass native and quite a guitar player. And speaking of great guitar players, you heard Philip Sace with Steamroller from his album of the same name. Sace is a guitarist, singer, songwriter, born in Wales, grew up in Canada, and later moved to, mainly into the blues, was in Jeff Healey's band and played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. I've been playing his last year's album of live album, which is amazing. I've played a lot of that, and I'll play it some more, of course. Then you heard the local band Highway Chapel with a brand new song I just got the other day called Nobody's Crying, and included some pretty nifty guitar there too. And the band plays Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, has members who were in James Strait and the Wide Stance. So now I've got something brand spanking new. Local band The Devil's Twins, who I've played on the show ever since I started it, they just put out a new disc, American Noir Volume 1. It just came out Saturday night at the album release show at the Sinclair in Cambridge. It was a great show, and I love their new material. The album package is pretty cool, too, with like a noir movie look to the cover photo and a cool little package inside. And from that album, I have a song called New Orleans.
New Orleans, parading through the streets. I dip my hands in gold, bills tied to my feet. Hit the penny place with all no sympathy. It's a song you love, so baby, don't cry for me. Oh, it's my big day in this black parade. So don't cry for me, darling. It's my destiny. Oh, it's my big day in this black parade. So don't cry for me, darling. It's my left you.
on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, this is Walter Trout, and you're right here listening to Marion Farrow on Rock Under the Radar, right here on WMFO.
That's Tufts University Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Let's say